This is Big Podcast Daily. I'm David Hooper. Have you ever listened to a podcast? Got a lot of great production. Something like this.
Hey, what's up? Yo, this is 50 Cent.
What's up, y'all? I'm Beyonce.
What's going on? It's your boy Drizzy Drake. And you are now rocking with my homie,
David Hooper.
That is the very first time you've ever heard something like that on Big Podcast Daily. Because this podcast, it's got no production. And that's no accident. And it's not because I can't do it. Check this out.
This is Big Podcast.
See, it's easy. It's easy to throw that kind of thing into your podcast. And if you listen to my other podcast, Red Like the Color, available at redpodcast.com, you're going to hear something that's a lot more produced. But the reason that there's no production on Big Podcast Daily, for one, it's daily. Most production elements in podcasting are added after the fact. You got to find the clip that you need, you got to plug it in, you got to levelize it. Depending on how much production that you use, it can slow things down a lot. I didn't want that with the daily podcast. I wanted to get the information out to you as quickly and efficiently as possible. But probably the big reason that I don't have any production on this, and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, was my reasoning to do Big Podcast Daily, and that is to get better at the skills of podcasting. In this case, it's coming up with a topic, outlining the episode, getting to the point quickly, getting out of the episode so you can take action on what I'm talking about. For Big Podcast Daily, that's a lot more important than me letting you know that
you're listening to one of the best.
Strong content is what makes a good podcast, not production. Production, that's like icing on the cake. But for a lot of new podcasters, a lot of old podcasters, super easy to get caught up in production. You might have worked with a graphic designer like that. Just got Photoshop. Wants to use all the plugins, airbrush everything, tweak everything. Design gets way too complicated. A lot of podcasters do the same thing with their production. You've seen this in public speaking. This is how I know a presentation is going to suck. When the presenter has too many PowerPoint slides. Production on your podcast is similar. Less is more when it comes to creating a great podcast. Let it be icing on the cake. It's easy to buy production libraries, but it takes skills to deliver a quality message. And if you want help doing that, I got two things for you. One, you need to subscribe to this podcast. Go to where you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast. Search for Big Podcast Daily. Subscribe. Every day I'm here talking about ways that you can make your podcast better, ways you can grow your audience, ways you can better connect with that audience. I've also got a newsletter. That's the second thing you need to do. Go to bigpodcast.com. Sign up for my newsletter. Got some great stuff available to you there, not available to you here on this podcast. I'm getting ready to do another live event. It's coming in Nashville. It will be in April. If you're interested in that, get on the mailing list for some advance notice. More details are going to be available on that about the first of the year. I would love to see you there. Thank you for listening to Big Podcast Daily. I'll see you tomorrow on the next episode.